This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's never a good time to get a toothache, but it's especially bad now. Most dental offices in Massachusetts are closed, and they'll stay closed until at least May 18th. But dental emergencies still happen. And when they do, it can be difficult for someone to find urgent care, especially if you don't have a regular dentist or a dentist isn't available. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports on a new website that connects patients with local dentists who can treat them.
It's dentalcupid.com, and it's the brainchild of a Quincy dentist named Dr. Abe Abdul, who's a trustee of the Massachusetts Dental Society. 3 weeks ago, it became clear to Abdul that most dental offices would be closed for weeks.
The first thing I thought about was, well, what will happen to patients needing dental emergencies? Quite obviously, they will be headed towards emergency rooms.
And that's not ideal. Emergency rooms can treat dire dental issues that impede breathing or swallowing and give antibiotics for infections, but they're not set up to provide most oral care. So they have a list of dental offices they can refer patients to. But Dr. Abdul says during the pandemic, most offices on such lists will be providing little or no dental care.
So what would have happened was patients would have gone to the emergency room and then they would have been referred to nowhere.
So Abdul and his team set to work, and in 3 days and three all-nighters, they created dentalcupid.com, a directory of dentists who provide emergency care, including where they're located, their specialties, and whether they accept Medicaid and other forms of insurance.
The platform is free. The platform's free to the hospitals, free to the patients, free to the dentists, and it was a gift of dentistry to the world.
Abdul says the directory already lists more than 9,000 dentists, including some as far away as Australia, and has made over 4,000 contacts between dentists and patients. Those connections help patients in need, says Dr. Chris Baugh, the vice chair of clinical affairs in the emergency department at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
We can basically play matchmaker with them to find a practice that is open in their community who will see patients with their particular type of insurance. And some of these practices are taking all patients, including those without any insurance. And we feel like, you know, we're making a reliable connection.
Baugh says without that matchmaking, patients would be likelier to end up going without care and getting worse. Dr. Abdul says it's not clear what will happen to DentalCupid after the pandemic ends. He hasn't thought that far. But it may remain useful because access to dental care is an issue even in normal times. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.